What is up, beautiful people? You know who it is, you know how it is, you know what it is we do, and you know what it is we are here for. It's your boy, this kid right here, Mossimo, aka Max from Mossimo.com. And my side of things, as always, is the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement. To my left or right, whichever way you're looking at things, is my main man, J to the B from Funky Free. Healthy Funky Free. Holy jumping, getting too ahead of myself. And together, we are the collaboration. Ignite Your Purpose, a collab between both of us, and our mission is always to educate and engage and encourage you all and us as well towards a better life, empowerment, and fulfilling our purpose. Today we are going to speak about when shit just doesn't go your way. How many of us experience that on the daily, when shit does not go as you planned? And right there is the answer in the sentence, as you planned. In life, it's a tough thing to plan things, you know what I mean? So for example, if you plan, what we all do, we all gotta pay bills, so we all go to work. If you plan your day out and at 8:15, something negates that plan, you are now screwed for the rest of your day, right? Because you're going to allow your plan to get deviated, you're going to allow your emotions to get in the way. And what are our emotions? Oh, the sun's shining bright over there, John. P.S., my man John is in Miami. I should be pointing this way because when you look back at it, my man John is in Miami living the dream, la vida loca. So again, we get off path, we get off plan, and we are going to then what? Suffer because we are attached to an outcome that may or may not happen. And when shit doesn't go our way, we then relive our past of issues because we're going to our emotions. And yeah, Johnny boy, you're biting at the chomp there to speak. So why don't you tell us about your flight all the way from the Isle of Man to Miami?
Miami. Well, I was just cruising, man, just rolling with it, listening, not interjecting with being overexcited. When shit just don't go your way. So I'm in Miami. They've been having a bit of a tough time with the hurricanes recently. So as far as weather goes, I should have no room to complain. But earlier in the week, we had a flight booked off the Isle of Man, hopped to London before we came here, canceled, every single flight canceled. Even Emma booked an earlier flight in the day, and then that got canceled. Wow. And that headed into a whole sequence of trying to change a flight, trying to rebook a flight, bouncing between Expedia and BA, back to Expedia and BA, and insurance, and back to BA, then experience, and it just went on. I think we were on the phone for 5 or 6 hours, and ultimate on and off. It was a whole afternoon to evening, and ultimately, the bottom line is it cost me a business class ticket to get to Miami. Cattle class. It was about £2,500. Wow. Now here's the important bit. We are super fortunate that we've got financial circumstances that we decided it was important enough that we still come, rather than Emma flying here, having a meeting, flying in home, which is just no fun. It's why she stopped traveling.
Yeah.
So that's super fortunate, and we have the mindfulness that it's happened. Can't change the weather. We can't predict that this weather was going to come through. And so we just took a breath. I did get a little bit snappy the other evening, but we dealt with it in a more calm, more adult manner that enabled us to make smarter decisions. And so that we could reschedule, we lost a day and a half. We were traveling for about 2 days, you know, overnight in London, zero sleep, on the go for 40 hours. But ultimately, it still enabled us to get here in time for the meeting and to enjoy this beautiful blue sky.
Miami!
With the health. So... So that was our experience of when shit just doesn't go right. And historically, even a couple of years ago, my toys, we have a phrase, when it's not going right, you throw your toys out the cot and you stamp and scream and you get upset and frustrated and your stress levels get raised and nothing changes. Being pissed off doesn't change anything. So it's being able to take a step back from what's going on outside of your life, looking at what do I have control over and what do I not have control over. So probably here's the lesson. Those things you have control over, if it's pissing you off, you either change it or you accept it. If you have no control over it, well, that's the end of the conversation because you have no control. You step away from, let's say it's the media bombarding you, just don't turn it on. Whether it's, I'm trying to think of examples here. I'm sure I'm going to roll back to Max and he will give you a dozen, but that's what it's about, stepping back, cognitively saying, can I do anything about this? Yes, you do something about it. No, forget about it. Or extract yourself and create a new place to be. Max?
Beautiful words, and I'm going to agree with everything you said there.
Excuse me?
So let's take that example from the positivity aspect, right? If we're trying to fulfill and emanate positivity, and we've all been there, those of us who are fortunate enough to be able to travel have all been to the airport and you either get postponed or it gets delayed. And here's some things that I've witnessed. And when we watched a movie in class last night about a Buddhist monk, Abhijit Brahm, I think is his name. And he said this story. He's from Australia. He was going to Asia to do a talk. Thousands of people waiting to see him. The flight got delayed 18 hours. He was the first one in line. He said, okay, call me when the flight is back on. There is no control there. There's none. Now the people behind him got up there and now you have to think of everything that this is going to do from your mind state, your emotion, the stress in your body, and they're pounding on the thing. You can't do this. I've got connecting flights. What the F this? And you know, now you're also taking that stress out on the poor other human that has no control over that situation either. They just type into the computer and check you in. And you're using all your frustrations, all your past emotions, all your negativity, and throwing it on them. That is now creating ripples effects of negativity forward. That's not what we're here for. You have no control over it. All you can do is breathe deeply and accept what the universe has provided. That is truth. Go ahead.
Now, there is an occurrence when it's acceptable to stamp your feet and scream and shout at an airport when it's not going your way. And that's if you've never fucking traveled before. Completely new.
Yeah.
What's going on? And then that is a natural reaction to an occurrence, what's going on. We got to the airport plenty of time, went to do the tickets. They brought my flight forward to Emma's. Brilliant. No sign of Emma's rebooking, but we eventually got in the queue upstairs to go through security.
Yep.
I've never seen a queue like it at such a small airport.
Wow.
And we said, well, it's okay. They will call us when it's time to go through to the front of the queue, but three people behind us were stamping and screaming, and this always happens every time I come through here, bloody, bloody, blah.
Yeah.
Now, if you walk into a slight side example, if you walk into a group to see a person and you know what their behavior is going to be,
mm-hmm.
you know what the situation is going to be, and you get pissed off, well, who's the idiot?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to go in and see this person and he's going to piss me off, and because he says X, Y, or Z, I'm going to stamp my feet and get pissed off. Well, choose not to.
And what's that saying? They say, there's no point, I'm going to tear this apart because I'm not saying, I'm paraphrasing, but there's no point arguing with a fool because from a distance, people can't tell who is who, right? So you have to extract yourself from that spot. The only way to save your energy, your health in the end, your health, because you're creating trauma. And you know how long it probably takes to get over that? Your whole day is going to be pissed. You're going to be upset. You're not going to sleep that night. You're going to fatigue yourself so badly because your mind uses 90% of your oxygen, fact. And all you're doing is thinking and steaming and scheming and why can't it be and how can I fix it? Dude, none of that is relevant anymore. Now you're talking irrelevance and you're just causing yourself drama. Step back, take a deep breath, go get yourself a tea. Shit, man, there's nothing you can do, especially when Mother Nature's involved, right?
What's happened is in the past, you cannot change it. You can only control how you react and behave. So
exactly.
I'm just going to let you know, we've rolled for about 10 minutes now.
Okay.
Have we covered the subject enough? That 10 minutes is okay for today, and we'll call it a short one, or do you have something else to add?
I would say this.
Have you got a takeaway for somebody?
Do I have a takeaway?
Yeah.
I do. I want to relate what you're saying into a little bit, and I never like to get into politics, but a little bit more into what I see as the agenda of race war.
Yep.
You know, I see some situations every now again, and I'm not going to use race here, but I'm going to say, let's say right now, John calls me a pig. This was in the movie last night as well. Right? John calls me a pig. Now, my reaction is going to be one of two things. Either, okay, John called me a pig. I'm not a fucking pig. So it does not affect me. Or it's going to be, I'm not a pig. I'm not this. Hear what I'm saying? I'm ego. I'm not this. I'm not that. John's wrong. I'm right. And now what do? We get into this, you know? And that is where we have to understand the minute we're doing that, the minute we are even at the airport situation, the minute we get upset with something, we have now given away our power. It means we are no longer in control. We are puppets on a string. And the only way to regain your power is to think knowledgeably, remain calm. Don't get me wrong. We are human. We're human, right? You're going to have a reaction. That is fine. But take that 10 seconds and logically think, am I a pig? Who the F is this guy who's calling me a pig? That means if I agree, if I actually give you the power, then I think that you're above me. You know, we're no longer equals. No point. Same with waiting in a line. I know some people in the Western world wonder what the hell John's saying when he says queue, but that actually means line to us people who speak proper English.
Oh, really?
What's the point of giving your power away? You are the universe. You are soul power. You are what is infinite. Don't give your power away, man. You've already lost at that point, and it's over.
Do we remember what our parents used to say? Count to 10. I start off about 3 or 4, I go, but if you get to 10, it's long enough to get a breath and to say, just call me an ass. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Somebody cuts you up in the traffic, they're not going to think about it for the rest of their day. He didn't hit me, I didn't hit him, everybody's okay. Take a breath, move on. So,
And if you, let me add on that, if you're the one who thinks about that the rest of the day, that guy cut you off, he wins all day, every day, when he's not even thinking about it anymore. Again, you've lost your power. You've now lost. You don't have any time to think about opportunity because you're focused, 90% of your oxygen is focused on this one situation that is irrelevant.
It's tiny. It's microscopic in the big scheme of we're all going to live to 120. Oh, I'd like us to, but amen. Live to 120, not just exist. And that moment where you were cut up or somebody's called you an arse or whatever it is irrelevant, unless you choose to make it relevant. And on that note, it is time to roll up again. And thank you all for tuning in, listening to us ramble as usual. You will hear the word ramble a lot. Max, thanks for taking the time to speak to me.
Thank you.
Over to you.
People, we appreciate you. If you got questions for us, ask them. Like I said, we're going to do a Facebook Live. We're going to drop some knowledge with you guys. We appreciate you. We're going to keep it rolling. That's all I got to say. I love y'all. Have a great day, John. I hope you don't get burnt. I know you don't see the sun much in the Isle of Man, you lucky bastard. Enjoy.
Bye. Thanks.